Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, April 14th, 2020. Amid the cluster of medical equipment, my childhood bedroom had an even more distinguishable feature: buckets and buckets of plastic action figures. I had everything from 6-inch Star Wars figurines to characters from the beloved Nickelodeon series, Avatar: The Last Airbender. I could tell my parents the exact location of each figure when I asked them to hand me one, and I continued playing with these things when I was past the age that it was socially acceptable to do so. Spoiler alert, I still collect toys for myself. Anyone who knows me can tell you that I'm a connoisseur of nostalgia. Some found my pastime overly childish and bizarre. Even my lifelong friend and neighbor once chuckled when she saw that my desk was still filled with action figures. We were both teenagers then. When my middle school peers were talking about bands like Green Day, I was still watching Power Rangers on Saturday mornings and playing with my massive collection of figures from every season of the show. I was the boy who didn't want to grow up. I may not have had a fairy at my side or a supply of pixie dust with me. Still, I could conjure up scenarios in my mind that would rival Peter Pan's adventures any day. No matter how others perceived my plastic obsession, I ignored their standards for what hobbies I was permitted to have. My sessions of creating fantastical sequences with imaginary companions were moments of essential escapism. Anytime I held one of my figurines, I ventured to other worlds. In those precious moments, I'd forget about hospitals and medical procedures. I could go to space, voyage across the sea in a pirate ship, or have my figures make out. Everyone knows that scene in the movie Spaceballs. Even for extroverts like me, solitude is a familiar companion to those of us with SMA. As a child, I spent long periods of time in isolation. Whenever I was stuck at home with an illness, I longed to reunite with my friends at school. Still, I compensated for this lost time by immersing myself in my imaginary worlds. Some might find this notion absurd, but my plastic Batman the Animated Series figures were as real to me as my best friends. Yet, my days playing with my plastic toys didn't just provide me with solace for my real-world struggles. Every time I enacted scenes with my Hogwarts, Wizard of Oz, or Teen Titans playsets, I was practicing storytelling. Exercising my imagination in this manner prepared me for my ventures into acting, writing, journalism, comic books, and more. With every plastic and seemingly lifeless toy, I was planting seeds in my imagination. Recently, I read the Robin Williams biography, Robin, a stirring portrait of the late comedy icon, written by journalist Dave Itzkoff. In its early chapters, the book explores Williams' lifelong obsession with toy soldiers and collectibles. The budding entertainer would spend countless hours playing with his collection in his childhood home in Illinois. He could pair World War II figures with Civil War soldiers and concoct the most absurd and imaginative scenarios with them. Unbeknownst to Williams, these play sessions contributed to the basis of his future comedy and acting career. My plastic obsession was a focal point of my childhood, and it remains a part of my adult life. A friend owns and manages a vintage toy shop, and I unabashedly buy items from him on a regular basis. So to the little children with SMA who treasure their plastic toys, too, hold on to them. You never know what wonders of the imagination they might unlock. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums Moderator and Vlogger. For those of you who celebrate Passover, the Easter holiday looked a lot different this year than it traditionally does. Family gatherings were kept to immediate family, and church services were held virtually. Although it was different, there were positive aspects, as my co-moderator Alyssa pointed out. Typically, she spends holidays on the couch of relatives' homes because of accessibility issues. This year, however, since they're staying put, she'd be able to remain in the comfort of her chair. Since her family was going to FaceTime the egg hunt, she didn't have to miss out on the fun. Another forum member planned on using Zoom and Switch to connect with her family over Easter. What did your holiday look like? We'd love to hear from you on our forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. When I was young, my Easter basket usually contained sandbox toys. When the weather warmed up, Mom or Dad would plop me in the sandbox with my tools for hours of entertainment. What types of toys did you look forward to in your Easter baskets? Alyssa posted a link to an accessible playhouse that recently hit the market. How fun would that have been when I was a kid? What's great about accessible toys is that they're so inclusive. Do you have any favorites you can share? My latest vlog was also posted last week, so I hope you'll check it out. It's about having fun with subscription boxes. If you have a favorite subscription box, I'd love to hear about it. Just leave a comment at smanewstoday.com/forums. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.